KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. The matter of the proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir has brought up a number of issues, one of them being water use by the City of Dallas. The reservoir's primary purpose would be that of a municipal water source for Dallas and other cities in the Dallas area. Some have criticized Dallas and other cities in North Texas for not being ahead of the curve on conservation issues. KETR spoke with Ken Kramer of the Sierra Club of Texas for his opinion on how Dallas measures up when it comes to water use. The good news, in his view, is that Dallas is improving its water conservation practices. The bad news is that the city had a long way to go until recently.
Historically, Dallas has had very high water use on a per capita and a total basis. In the past decade or so, Dallas has begun making some progress in water conservation. They have a very dedicated water conservation staff, and they've set up the so-called tiered water rate structure that tends to promote less use of water. They've done things like restrict outdoor water use to no more than twice a week in the last couple of years, and they've undertaken some pretty major advertising campaigns, which actually do seem to be decreasing the amount of water use per capita in Dallas. And I think they need to be recognized and commended for that. They have not yet reached the success level in water conservation that some other cities in Texas have, like San Antonio and El Paso especially. And Dallas still has a long way to go in terms of achieving what many of us feel to be their potential for water conservation.
Kramer says that Texas cities with comparatively successful water conservation programs like San Antonio and El Paso aren't doing anything that different from what Dallas is doing. It's just that those cities have been doing it longer and have a more developed program now.
San Antonio had a toilet replacement program that was quite active for a number of years that replaced over, I think, 300,000 old, inefficient toilets with the more high-efficient, less water-using toilets, and that helped them considerably. San Antonio did a lot in terms of replacing leaky pipes in their distribution system to make sure they weren't losing water. I think Dallas is doing some of that and probably will be doing more. So I think it's more of an issue of trying to make sure that Dallas continues to have the rate of progress that they have been experiencing and really continue their efforts in an expanded way.
The city's efforts include a website to promote conservation practices. That's SaveDallasWater.com. There you can find information about an upcoming exposition of interest to landowners. A turfgrass landscape and irrigation expo will be presented by Texas A&M AgriLife Research Extension Friday, May 16th. You can find a link at our website, ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.